Right, there's a bit of a deadline for the quarterback decision. That was Gerard Mayo yesterday at Patriots training camp. Continued today in Foxborough. It's hour number three. Jones and Mego with Arkin here on WEEI. And for more on what went down in today's marathon practice, 2 hours, 24 minutes, something like that, approaching 2.5 hours, we have Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by FlexCar. Save thousands with your flexible lease at FlexCar.com. Tommy Curran, what's up?
How's everybody?
Oh, peachy.
Everything's good. Good, good, good.
What do you think of what developed today on the practice field? The version that we've seen gathering from the tweets out there are that May threw a pick, Brissett had a good day, May worked in more with the starters. How'd the quarterbacks look out there today?
Both were B-plus-ish type performances. May did have a pick, undercut by young Del Pettis on a pass intended for Yaheem Bell. It was the second time I think Yaheem Bell had had a route undercut by the same player in the practice, so that wasn't encouraging, but there was the pick. But, you know, really, May and Polk had a number of outstanding hookups to the outside. May had another really good practice, but Brissett played better, and the caveat, the massive caveat to all of this, is that they were in shells. So no pads, no contact.
We just played a clip from Gerard Mayo talking to you guys and saying that they should have a better handle on exactly who the starting quarterback is after Monday. Do you think that there's, in your opinion, is there anything that Drake May can show in Sunday's preseason game against the Commanders that would lock him into that spot? And if so, what level would he have to play at?
No. I don't think there's anything that he could do at this juncture. They are very committed to the plan. The plan is to have him sit, to go with the player that they trust and believe will put them in advantageous situations, even if Drake May has had an outstanding camp, which in the last 10 days he has had an outstanding camp, and say we're going to stay the course with it. It's great that Drake is playing better. And it's too bad Jacoby's not playing as great as they are, even though Alex Van Pelt kind of put a little buff and shine on the recent performance of Brissett. But I don't think they're going to deviate from the plan that they set out, which was to develop the third overall pick.
So why, and maybe you're answering it there, they're developing him by mixing him in with the starters. Why the change? And it's minor. It's not like he's out there like Mac Jones was in 2021 getting a ton of reps with the starters, but why all of a sudden is he getting reps with the starters?
It earned it. You know, I mean, he's closing the gap. I didn't think the gap would be closed at all. And really, after the first portion of training camp, it was actually widened by Brissett, I thought. But May has made pretty astronomical, would overstate it, very, very impressive strides. And Brissett has leveled off or even declined a bit. So they're pretty close to each other. But so he's earned it. So you give him more. I mean, if you're developing him, as you I think just inferred to, if you're developing them, you have to develop them by giving them these opportunities, because these opportunities are going to start to filter away.
So it was an extra long practice today, Tommy. What do you think, if you had to take an educated guess here, was the main thing they were burning the midnight oil on here with this extra time?
This was, all practices aren't created equal. And I think if you guys were down there, you'd say, oh, okay, they're just doing work on different things. This was a shells practice. They went through a lot of special teams. They went through a lot of kickoff. It's a kind of a, I think it probably, Christian, was a normal Thursday practice, which would work on a number of those things, but they also added in additional things that wouldn't be worked on during a regular season week of prep. So they were doing a normal Thursday workout and then adding in some other work as well.
Okay. I guess looking at some of the reports that we got here just a few minutes ago when everybody was out of the embargo, it seemed like there was a lot of emphasis in the offensive line today and that a lot of, shifting and all of that. And we all kind of surmised that maybe that's what was taking so long and why they stayed later.
No, I wouldn't jump to any conclusions off of Shell's practice. I really, definitely not. Anything that they indicated yesterday with the padded practice, with guys moving around, I would put more stock in. If they're giving guys reps, to show what it looks like. But you can't really coach and evaluate running game if guys aren't blocking. So I would not put very much stock in this practice in any way, whether it be Jacoby Brissett's better performance or Drake May's pick, but very good performance. It's just shells, so it was tough to... I would put stock in the fact that Chad Ryland is cooked.
Okay, I've seen this. This is not going to be my lead question here, but it's Joey Sly time?
Joey Sly's good. Joey Sly might not mean Nick Folk good, but you guys all didn't think Nick Folk was good anyway.
That's true. That's true.
I was on the Nick Folk train. I never deviated. But he's been very, very steady from outside 50 as well. And Ryland just doesn't make kicks, period. No reason to keep the kid. God bless him. He'll find a job someplace. But he's just not making enough kicks to make the team.
I like Joey Sly from his time with the Commanders. He's got a thick body, though. He's a big boy.
He is a thick kicker.
Thick kicker.
Yeah.
Thicker.
Definitely. If any MMA stuff breaks out, you want to have Joey Sly on your side.
I want to ask you about something that Drake May said yesterday, which I thought was interesting to me, speaking to the dynamic that he has with the coaching staff, where he seemed to indicate that he wanted to take a few reps with David Andrews. He just wanted to get the feel of having David Andrews, that chemistry with the center, when he hadn't done a lot of that until he said the preseason game against the Panthers. What do you think that says about his ability to talk to Alex Van Pelt and the rest of the staff and make a request like that? Hey, can you put me with this guy from the ones, because I want that experience?
It's what he has to do, and I think that was an important balance that I think the coaching staff needed to strike this summer. And I think that they have started to do so with May's improvement. He's got to be empowered as the third overall pick to not be deferential. And I think that, myself, I think that the way that the Jacoby Brissett anointing or, you know, placement as the incumbent without having kind of earned it here, the way it was portrayed, I think, throughout the offseason, and the way they spoke about Drake May made Drake kind of already feel it was kind of a redshirt year for me. So whether they spoke to him, whether he has on his own done it, I think that, or he just dawned on him, hey, I could win this job. I need to be more vocal about it. I think that that is a great sign, and it's a good observation, I think, too, Mega, to make that, because it's coincided with, I think, his improvement. That, I'm not saying he's taking it more seriously, but when you grow up in the athletic family that he did, and you have that kind of inherent respect for authority and coaches and pecking orders, you don't want it to get to the point where he's like, yeah, whatever coach says. So it's good to see things like you just mentioned.
On the topic of pecking orders, Tommy, the wide receiver group, do we know, is there a decision yet, or do you think it's about to be a decision on who the top three or top four in that group's going to be? Because it seems like a lot of them have had various ups and downs over the course of the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't think that they'll make the decision. It's the bottom. They have to make the decisions on. The top will be so interchangeable, I think, in some ways. The eye widener is that Tyquan Thornton has risen to a point where they have put a lot of trust in him, just indicated by the reps that he gets. So Thornton, Osborne, DeMario Douglas seem like your first three. And then you got a bunch of jaggy guys who have a lot of value in different ways. Like, I don't think Kayshon Booty ever drops a friggin' ball. I just think that he can play in the NFL and be a productive player for somebody. So he's been good. Rager's been good. Made a great catch today. Javon Baker hasn't been, but he's not going anywhere. And Jalen Polk has been outstanding. So they have four players, I believe, who are at the top of the pecking order. And then you have Kendrick Bourne. But again, it's no Titans are running around out there. You're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do about these guys?
Not to throw you a curveball, but would Jahan Dotson have fit into that room? Like, where would he have fit into the pecking order if they were decided to be in on him? He moved today to Philadelphia.
Is he more of a slot?
Yeah, well, he's going to play slot in Philly. Mego could probably speak to that better than I could. I thought he moved around the formation, but I think he's going to play slot in Philly, yeah, I think.
I guess I'd say, are you looking at him being a huge enough upgrade over a player who I think is going to be a Pro Bowl-level player in DeMario Douglas? Would he be better than K.J. Osborne? Maybe. This just doesn't feel like the time. I don't know enough about Jahan Dotson's overall kind of his jib at this moment. I know he's been productive, and I've looked at him in free agency in the past and said, I might be a guy, but they got their guys for better or worse. But it's a good question. There's value in it. There's value in the question, Jonesy.
Yeah, I'm just curious. And again, maybe we'll find out they were more in than we realized. They've been interested in some players they haven't closed the deal on before. So I tell me if I'm misrepresenting what you said on television last night. You're okay with Alex Van Pelt making the call on the quarterback? Am I misrepresenting how you portrayed that?
No, that's what I said, and it, you know, I believe it to be the way it should be, because it shouldn't be Elliot Wolf. And I think that Mayo, as a supervisor, and this is kind of what I said, as a supervisor, as the, keep thinking of this place like a warehouse, okay? And he's the supervisor of the whole warehouse. And he goes to the people who are in charge of whatever the little branches of the warehouse and says, how are you guys doing? What do you think? What do you need? What are we going to do? And the person makes a recommendation based on the things in his particular corner of the warehouse that he thinks will work best. And it's on the supervisor to take that or overrule it. Mayo is a first-year head coach who's already called Van Pelt the head coach of the offense. I believe should defer to the recommendation of Van Pelt. And if he has to throw the caveat in, I think May's been great. And if he keeps improving, let's figure out a window to get him in there, because I really want to use him sooner rather than later. I think that would be the mature way to go about it. So, but yeah, you're right. I think Van Pelt should make the call.
Okay, so but you think Mayo has the autonomy to overrule him. You just think he may not enact that. At what point could you see him enacting that?
I couldn't see that happening at any point in 2024. I just don't think these guys sit there and dig themselves in so deep where they're like, I'm not starting Drake, May, Gerard. They would have a conversation and come to an agreement about it. I don't think it works that way, where somebody's going to have to make any demands in the first year. Like, I don't think that if Alex Van Pelt, and as Mayo said yesterday, we're seeing it the same way in the entire competition. So they're already on the same page. I don't know what it would take. If Jacoby's throwing 5 picks a game and he wants to keep getting trotted out there by Van Pelt, then May would have to say, for our own good, he's not playing.
Okay, he's Tommy Curran. Check out his work with Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, all over WEEI here. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI again, presented by FlexCars. That's interesting. Mayo has the autonomy. He's going to probably not overrule Van Pelt, but he could. He also doesn't see him doing that in 2024. And I do get what Tom's saying. Like, you know, he's not going to come in and he's not going to step on toes. But that is the head coach's job. Like, I think at the end of the day, we all agree the head coach should be in charge of who's on the field. So it's just weird to me he would punt on that, especially when he's known for at least a year, maybe two, he's going to get this job. But I'm not telling you that's not how it is. I just think that's an odd setup.
Getting the job and having the job are different. And I also think that the reason why it would be concerning is if you feel like, is he not confident enough in being the leader of all the leaders?
Yeah, or is he afraid to be the one making the decision? Because if you're the one making the decision, you're the one who's going to get saddled with it. So, again, is Van Pelt Van Pelt feels very fungible. Like, if they have a terrible year on offense, maybe Van Pelt's gone. And he takes the fall for the way things went on offense, and it gives Mayo some security. So maybe it's more calculated than we're giving it credit for. 617-779-7937. Arkham with the latest in trending, and we're right back. Gavin DeGraw? This is Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Are you kidding?
I've never heard this song.
It's a theme to One
Tree Hill. I get that you don't know it yet. You'll know it when it hits the chorus.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
I do know this song.
That's crazy that not only is he like, I don't know this song, he literally knows.
I know every word
single word.
Of course. Yes,
yeah, that's wild.
Well, yeah. I didn't know how it started. I've never heard the beginning of it before.
This is your Boys to Men moment.
Yes, kind of. Yeah. Right. One Tree Hill.
It is.
That's the one where they all play basketball, right?
Yeah.
It's
a great show. You would love it, Joe.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
That's what I'm saying. You would love it.
I definitely didn't know this was the theme song to that.
My husband got me into it. What does that say?
Into what now? Oh, into One Tree Hill.
He said it's a basketball show. You'll like it. And he was right.
One Tree Hill is a basketball show.
But then it has a time jump in the middle, and I bailed out then. I was like, I can't do a time jump.
What was the, like, Saturday morning cartoons basketball show? It wasn't a cartoon, though, but it was on. It was like real actors, but it was, like, on a Saturday. Hank? Hang 10? Hang something? What was that? I thought it was on Saturdays. There was another basketball show. I'm not talking about the Fresh Prince.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I'm not talking about the Fresh Prince when Carlton took the shot. You would get a few.
The only Saturday basketball show I remember is like NBA Inside Stuff.
I thought it was on Saturdays. Maybe I'm misremembering. There was a show about like a high school basketball team. If it wasn't on Saturdays, it was on like the TGIF WB level network.
The White Shadow?
No. More recent, our childhood. At least my and your childhood.
Was it a kids show or for adolescents?
I feel like maybe it was more adolescents.
Was it like a teen mature soap?
Maybe I was watching it as a child, but it was more intended for teens. I'm a very mature individual, so that would make sense. Was it Hang Ten? People are saying Hang Ten.
That sounds like a surf show.
Are they mocking my answer?
Hang Time.
That's what it was. Thank you.
1995 to 2000.
Yes, stupid me, right? That would be a surfing show.
It was
hang
on for
time.
5 years?
Hang Time, yeah.
This is the first time I've ever even heard.
Not to be confused with Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
7 teenagers, 3 girls and 4 boys try to make it through life as members of the Deering High School basketball team.
Hang Time.
Is this a co-ed team? What's going on?
I don't remember.
Evidently, yes.
I don't remember being a co-ed team.
Oh, that's why it didn't work. That's so unrealistic.
Right. Hang Ten. This is what you just said, Mego, as the Twitch chat is now saying Hang Ten would be a surfing show. Yeah, Hang Time. Sorry, that's what it was.
Reggie Theus and Dick Butkus played the two coaches.
Reggie Theus. I was about to say, I knew that. That's what I should have leaned in on. Who was the NBA player who was coaching? Mm-hmm. This is the theme song? This is not...
Running together.
Sounds like Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Taking it up for Hang Time. We're hot, we're in the zone.
I don't remember this at all. We're hot, we're in the zone. What do you mean? Yeah. This had to have been on after, like, Saved by the Bell. Listen to this. It's like the same theme song.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell was way earlier, though.
What do you mean?
Like, this starts in 95. Did Saved by the Bell start in, like, 89?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a good point. It's a follow-up. It's a follow-up to the smash hit Saved by the Bell.
When I watched the reruns of Saved by the Bell as a kid, I was like, this is an old show.
Literally. Somebody fact-check me on this. Somebody just texted, though, 37937. It was on after Saved by the Bell. It sounds like it was on after Saved by the Bell. And maybe I remember that somewhere in my brain. But
it sounds like the songs were written by the same producer.
This is what I'm saying.
Hang Time. When you wake up in the morning. Na, 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 na. Yeah.
It's not, don't pretend.
And the alarm gives out a warning, and I think I never make it on time. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, you don't know
by
that.
By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by.
Don't pretend you don't know that song.
I didn't know the words in between.
Jacob, do you know that? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Saved by the Bell. I have no idea what we're talking about.
You know Saved by the Bell?
Do you know what Saved by the Bell is, intern Jacob?
You know what it is? Nope. Have you ever heard the words Kelly Kapowski? Have you ever heard that? No?
Wow, you're missing out. She's adorable.
It's a life changer. Mm. Now, some people are more of a fan of hers when she goes to 90210.
She was on 90210?
Oh, yeah. Valerie.
I only got to watch 90210 when Babysitters were over. So
Valerie Malone. Thank you very much.
I didn't watch that show that much, but I knew she was on it because of her. I
mean, she replaced Brenda. Late Shannon Doherty. She replaced Brenda. Yeah. You never watched 90210?
I told you. Only when Babysitters came over and used our cable.
Okay, but that's fine. So when you watched it, you didn't know who Valerie Malone was?
I was like 6. I didn't know who anyone was. I was just like, that person's taking their shirt off.
Kelly Kapowski, a.k.a. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, was also in Son-in-Law, starring Pauly Shore. Huh. She was the love interest.
Oh.
Good. Yeah.
I've seen that movie. Mm-hmm.
Any more random connections?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here is what we got going on. Arcan all of a sudden locking in on Gavin DeGraw, the theme song, when he's like, I don't know this song. And all of a sudden just like locking in on every word.
As soon as the chorus started, I was like, I know this song. Of course I know this song. But I did not, the beginning of it, I had no idea.
That was quite a twist, quite a turn.
See, that was much more from my era. That came out when I was in high school. And that was a big song.
It makes me think... He might know a lot of Gavin DeGraw. So like, he might just be like.
There's only 2 songs.
Yeah, what other songs is he?
There's that one, and he has another one.
He might know like some deep cuts. Is now what I'm saying. I'm now leaning in on he's ashamed to admit
it. Like I know him, but I don't know that I know him.
No, you're ashamed to admit that you know them. Is what I'm
not. I would be ashamed to admit I knew Devin.
Chariot is the other one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Chariot.
I don't know the words after that, but yeah.
That's more of like a ballad.
Yeah, you don't know that one. Well, no. You do, except you know all the deep cuts.
I don't.
You're too ashamed to admit, is what it is.
I just sang the chorus. I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm a Gavin DeGraw fan. I don't know a lot of his work, but I do know that one song.
He was very interchangeable with Jason Mraz. That was a real time for those kinds of guys.
Jason Mraz is just so goofy, right?
So is Gavin DeGraw is really serious?
I feel like no.
Yeah. You don't know this song?
I feel like the chicks like Gavin DeGraw. I feel like Jason Mraz was like a little too goofy.
One of my friends wore a fedora to the beach once, and we called him Jason Mraz.
You don't know this one?
No, it's not bad, but I don't know it.
Well, I know it's not bad. You like the whole catalog, including the deep cuts. I understand that. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, no, I feel like the ladies love Gavin DeGraw, I feel like.
I think Gavin DeGraw, Train, and Jason Mraz, you could swap all three of those, and like most moms across the country would have no idea that you swapped them.
Most moms across the country.
Yeah, because I feel like it's kind of like mom rock.
I don't know. When a Train song comes on, I know it's a Train song. You know, like
Drops
of
Jupiter.
Here comes Train.
Wait, you don't like Drops of Jupiter?
I don't like any Train.
You're
song.
A liar. Drops of Jupiter is a really good song.
He's a Gavin DeGraw man. He's not. Yeah, it's like
Team Gavin.
Yeah, seriously. Draw a line in the sand there.
Look,
can't be a fan of both.
That like, Hey Soul Sister song,
song
is one of the
sucks.
Worst songs of all
that
time.
That song
I
sucks, and
that's
I understand. Like I agree with you on that, but if you sit down in front of me and tell me that you don't like Drops of Jupiter, then I just know that you're a complete liar, and I'm glad that we're not working together every day anymore.
All right, well, I have to hear it. But.
I'm being told by the text line, Tiffany Amber Thiessen not in Son-in-Law.
What?
Which was not my recollection. I wasn't going to call you on it, but I'm like, wow, I don't remember her being in that movie, but I wouldn't say I know that movie super well.
What's the movie she was in with Pauly Shore?
I don't know.
I thought it was that one.
Also, we are now getting texts about Bob Golic on Saved by the Bell, The College Years, which maybe was more your.
Oh, yeah. No. I never watched College Years.
No,
I knew of its existence, but too weird. It's not like Boy Meets World, where when they transition to college, it was still fun.
You know that is Sabrina Carpenter. She was on, I believe, Girl Meets World. Did you know that's where her...
I did, but I've never
Tiffany
watched
Thiessen
that.
Is in Son-in-Law.
Oh, okay.
Text her, you dummy. I'm looking right at the IMDb right now.
It's the Burlington
Test
Police.
Test me on Tiffany
Burlington
Thiessen.
Police texting and playing a long
Please.
Game. Arcan's now questioning his sanity.
Burlington Police furiously trolling Arcan.
Think there's one piece of Tiffany Amber Thiessen memories that I had that aren't very clear to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, Arcan's
Are we talking about pieces of her?
Arcan turns on Son-in-Law. He lights the candles, turns around the paintings.
That's right.
The photos.
Why does he have paintings?
Photos is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
let's go to the photos.
He has paintings of her.
617-779.
I had a poster of her in my room.
Not shocking. Ryan's in Boston. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, a little off basis, but first of all, sorry to hear the band's breaking up. I actually thought the show was pretty decent, but I guess that shows you what I know.
Decent.
Jones, you're such a weasel, dude. Last week when I called and I said it's doable to trade draft capital for an offensive lineman. You spun that into saying I wanted Trent Brown back. That's not what I was saying. I'm just saying it was doable.
Yeah, but you said one of the names you cite when I asked you, how reasonable. I can't believe it's like the third phone call we have arguing about how you're like, it's easy to trade for offensive linemen. All I said is if you want someone like Trent Brown back, then good luck.
No, I said I wanted Jack Conklin. I said make it a real trade. I don't want Trent Brown back.
Okay. You want to use the third round pick for offensive line help, but they're not doing that. So what good is the third? I know that's what you want them to do.
They need to do something. If they want Drake Mayo out there, they gotta do something.
Okay, so I think at the end of the day, whether you realize this or not, Ryan, and thank you for saying very nice things, the show's decent. But I think at the end of the day,
you're a weasel.
Yeah, well, that's but he's right about both things. I think the show's decent, and I'm a weasel. I think either both of those can be true. But when it comes to the Judon trade, he's like, well, the third round pick could actually be very valuable. I think you don't need to call. I guess there's really no opportunity to call in about this anymore. But the third round pick can be valuable because you can get an offensive lineman to help Drake May. They're not doing that. So, like, I think we both agree, what good is the third round pick? It's not helping the team this year. I'd rather have Judon on the team. And, Ryan, you can let us know off the air if you agree, if we finally have come full circle on this or not. But, again, I appreciate the kind words.
I was just trying to figure out what's going on the TV behind you, but now I've seen it.
It'd be
the
amazing.
North End Feast.
Imagine if it was Hang Time. Oh, yeah, it's St. Anthony's Feast this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's coming up this weekend. Cindy's leaving for work, so I may not be able to, but I want to try and get down there.
Is this the biggest feast?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way,
this is the one. Yeah.
Are you guys aware that Jaylen Brown has produced a diss track to Nike?
Hang on. I actually meant to bring this up when we were coming back. So, Brian, maybe you weren't here yet. Brian told us before the show that he had put out a rap track. And I'm like, well.
With ASAP Ferg.
Yeah. I'm like, there's a lot of things going on. Not sure we have time for it. But then I realized, and I didn't realize this until a break or two ago. So I didn't mean to bring this up, but Arkan, good job bringing it. Good job getting things back on track, Arkan. The title of the song is called Just Do It, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But from what I read, I've not even listened to it. Again, a lot going on at this station. So I've not even listened to it. But the title of it is called Just Do It. But I from what I read, there's no reference to Nike in it. Outside of the title, yeah. No, I'm saying. But in terms of the actual body of the song, I don't think there's any reference to Nike. Unless I'm wrong. Have you listened to it?
He's released a snippet, which is only about 220. I don't know how long the song actually is. He released a 2-minute and 20-second snippet, and I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know.
Okay.
But if it's called Just Do It, then I feel like that's a shot
there. Well, yeah. The title is a shot, but I don't know that there's any direct reference to Nike. I'd have to go through it like a fine-tooth comb.
Is it with ASAP Ferg?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
I was Googling, and I was trying to see if we could find the lyrics.
I also saw he had a follow-up tweet, something like, and I don't have it in front of me, but something like, I'm having a good summer, something like that. Is he, though? Mm. I think he's too happy about being left off Team USA. I think this diss track, if that's indeed what it is,
he looked like he had fun at the ESPYs. You know, he looked like he was having a good time at the ESPYs.
Yeah, with Angel Reese.
And
his girlfriend, but Angel Reese.
Yes, Angel Reese was also there.
Right.
Looked like a good time.
Okay. I don't think he's having the best summer. He can try to, you know, talk through it. I don't think he's having the best summer.
He's probably done other fun things over the course of the summer,
I think he's a little upset. I mean, I think this song would be evidence that he's a little upset about being left off.
Was he at Pete and Pritchard's wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
it happened during the
Tatum
Olympics.
Was at the Olympics, right? So Tatum
wasn't. So Tatum wasn't there.
I was crafting up something real quick, but you're right, at the Olympics. Taken away from me. But yes, Jaylen was there. Matt's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Matt.
It's Philly Matt. Hey, guys, I've been listening since your first show together, which was a trail off between Christian, Lou, and Mego. And first of all, Mego, you have matured in front of our New England eyes. I remember that. You broke in with Lou and Christian, and they toughened you up. And the creepiest story I've ever heard on WEI since COVID was you walking, I think it was in Southie, and the creepy guy with the cut finger on the painting on the balloon.
Yeah. He was painting on the side of the road.
To the dentist's office to get some teeth removed.
What? I got to be honest, Matt, you've lost me, but keep going.
Yeah, so I remember that, and the carryover, and you guys... And Jones, I remember you a little bit from the other station, but your bluntness and sarcasm, you're a guy from my own soul. Sometimes with my semi-pro football team, even I could dial it back. And Arkan, I remember your first solo show, I was your last call. And I said, Arkan, I'm hoping you can help me. I haven't said that in like 14 months. And I hope you guys all have a blessed turnover in everything you do. And as far as with Drake May, I hope they don't put this kid in and he gets demolished like Andrew Luck did. He had a long career considering he never really had a great line in front of him. There was like 2 years he had a halfway decent line, but like 4 years he was in the top three guys being sacked all the time. Just hope it doesn't happen.
Okay, well, I think we all agree with that. So good job landing the plane there with some football. So he was your last listener on your first solo show? Last caller, I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
On your first solo show? Okay.
First solo show here or
I don't know.
I don't know exactly.
But a few of those. We're burying the lead here. What happened with a person bleeding all over the place?
Yeah, I told this story on air. It was a couple years ago, and it was in October, I remember. I was taking Killington out by the water, walking down basically by L Street Beach, and they had a low concrete wall dividing the beach and the sidewalk, and I saw somebody up ahead. And as I got closer, I saw them drawing with their fingertips on the wall.
In blood.
And I got closer and I realized that this person was writing peekaboo ICU in their own blood on the wall. And
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really...
Wasn't that what the marathon bomber was doing in the boat? Wasn't he like writing the death to America in his own blood or something on the bike? I think he was.
You know what? That might be right.
Was this guy the marathon bomber?
So... I don't know if I handled it correctly. There was a young woman jogging in the opposite direction, and I said, turn around. And I called the police, and I told them that's what was going on, and then I went home.
You said maybe keep an eye on this individual.
Yeah, I said there's like some, there's, I think it might be an emotionally disturbed person over here. So
what made you say that?
I said, I'm not going to stay here. I'm leaving.
Just an artist. So, you don't appreciate his work?
It was very creepy.
You don't appreciate the man's work? It sounds like he's working very, very hard.
So what, they don't use standard brushes and colors.
Literally pours his blood, sweat, and tears into his work.
I remember it was the one time that I went on
my
like neighborhood's community page, and I just said, hey, just so you know, I saw this person down here a couple minutes ago, because I was just on my phone.
They're like, ah, that's just Ron. He does
No, all these people got really mad at me.
Oh, it's another Ron original. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's like Banksy.
I was just going to say, he fancies himself a bit of a Banksy.
Wait, people got mad at you?
Yes.
For narking on him?
Yeah. They were like, what's wrong with you? Why would you call the police?
You yuppies in the newer. Yeah. It's not how the neighborhood used to be. We all used to draw blood all over the place.
They're like, that person clearly has mental issues. Why would you call the police? I was like, I don't know. What is it? I was just supposed to be like, cool work. Thumbs up, walk away.
Because he's spreading his blood all over public property.
For someone who claims to appreciate the arts, it's really not the right approach.
To be clear, I did call Burlington police because they're very responsive.
And they rolled up on their Segway like 2 hours later.
Arcand.
What?
You're not helping yourself.
It's all right.
I like this feud. I like Arcand versus Burlington.
It's sad that it just started today.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully
seriously.
You can carry this over to the next chapter of this show.
I'll try.
Yeah. I mean, not to give you any programming ideas. You know, I haven't always had the greatest ones, but you know, maybe that's one. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there on the phones. We will get to Triple Play next.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes, triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
Triples is best, triples makes it safe, and the prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with two sides Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. For the last time, Jones and Mego, it is a report card Thursday, so let's start giving out some grades.
Number 1.
Mego, we begin with you. Slap a grade on the summer of 2024. Kids are back in school already, colleges are starting back up. Grade the summer.
Well, I'd have to say
kids are not back in school.
Yeah, huh?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my friends whose kids are back in school.
Kids are back in school already.
Yes, in colleges they're
colleges. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about high school, grade school. I'm sorry. Colleges are.
I think there are some grade schools that have started already.
I was just in Charlotte. Mego, is this a thing in Maryland? I was just in Charlotte. All those kids are already back in school.
Hell no, we didn't go back until right before Labor Day.
So I think that's like a Southern thing. Mego's from the South, so I think that's like a Southern thing where they're like already back in the middle of August.
Some of my friends out of state.
Yeah, I don't think kids are back in school.
No, we would go back right before. We would start right before Labor Day. Because then we'd have Labor Day off, and then we'd go back for a full week.
Okay.
Either way, summer's
over. I didn't mean to sidetrack that. Yeah, great. Okay. Great the summer. Yeah.
I mean, I had to give it an A. I got married. I had a wonderful wedding. You guys were at the wedding party. I
thought that would knock it down a few grades.
Went on my honeymoon. Look, last couple of days haven't been great. Not going to lie. So
A plus to an A.
August is a little affected. But other than that, my brother got married. My sister-in-law got married, so it was summer love.
So,
it was a great summer for me.
I took this differently. I just thought we were talking like weather here, and the weather's an F. Like, it's like, how was the
July was awesome.
It keep taking it however you want.
Yes, it was. It was really hot and sunny.
That wasn't awesome. And
to go to the beach.
It's gone from sweltering and sticky and gross to what the hell is happening the last couple of days? What is this?
You know what this is. It's the Canadian wildfires.
I know, but what is this out there? It's like 50-something. I went to let the dog out this morning, and it was 58 degrees.
I put on sweatpants last night.
It's August. Yeah. Like, what is that? So, like, I misinterpreted. Personal situations aside, I was just purely grading the sun. Like, pick a lane. Summer, hot, sticky, gross, awful. Or what's going on these last couple of days? Either way, no good. F.
I thought June and July we had really good weather overall. I remember thinking, like, how long can this last? And August has been kind of a wash, literally. And now we're here, and I'm not allowed to be on the radio anymore.
All right. Well, let's get to our second grade.
Number 2.
Jones, we start with you. I'm not sure if you saw this, but there is the U.S. flag football team that's going to be in an Olympic event in the next Olympics. One of the quarterbacks on the U.S. flag team is this guy, Daryl Doucette. And he says not only is he better than Patrick Mahomes, but that NFL players would get smoked in flag football. So slap a grade on Daryl Doucette's brand of trash talk.
That's an A+. That's how you talk some smack
that's
right
how
there.
You do it.
I'm guessing he's not going to back it up and has no ability to back it up. And my guess at the end of the day is that there's no concern of any good NFL players coming and playing flag football. Now,
I think someone's going to join just to knock that guy.
I mean, you know who would probably...
Although you're not supposed to hit anybody.
You know who would probably tear it up? I was about to say Juju, not Juju. But like bottom of the roster players, like guys who have been cut, would probably go tear it up.
David Wallace
flag football.
Would be
yeah,
a king.
Thank you. David, Mego's guy, David Wallace, would probably go crush in flag football. But my guess is he knows there's nothing to it. What's the downside of the smack talk? I give it an A+.
You
in the
are
meantime,
a hater.
Yeah, go big. Go big with your smack talk. A+.
Absolutely, A+. They need to get some attention on this sport
that
and
too.
Their team, and so they did it. This is something that made headlines. NFL players are never going to go and actually challenge it. So all around, great strategy and great execution.
So I didn't watch all the videos from the media game, the flag football game. That was at, they play it in Gillette or they play it on the practice field, wherever they played it. They played it down there at the facility.
I assumed it was practice field.
Okay. Curran looked like he lit it up a little bit.
Yeah, they used like a Nerf ball though.
Oh, really?
Wait, they didn't use a football?
No, they didn't use a full vortex, but they used a more undersized ball. They didn't use like the regulation ball.
It's got the little tail at the end.
No, but hang on. But it was a pigskin. It wasn't Nerf material, right? It was a, right?
I don't know.
Interesting.
That
makes me think less of the videos that I saw, but go ahead.
Curran looked very good.
Curran looked like he could.
Sound mechanics.
Looked like he could play.
He was a quarterback.
Sling it. Yeah, he was the quarterback.
Curran was the quarterback, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Cadlick was the other quarterback.
Yes.
Cadlick was an actual
lost.
Quarterback.
No, I'm saying, but I don't think Cadlick had such a hot day, I don't think.
Well.
Have you heard anything from his aunt? But I don't think he had such
a
hot day out there. Yeah.
Trivia night tonight.
If you could circle back to that, yeah.
All right. Let's get to our third grade.
Number three.
All right, since this is the last one, let's take the temperature of the Boston sports community and grade all four Boston sports teams as they are right now combined. What do you grade the four teams combined?
Me? Combined, I think I would have to say C- is where we're at because the Celtics are an A+.
Mm-hmm.
The Bruins are somewhere maybe a B+. The Red Sox are the definition of C. And the Patriots are D- if not an F. So I don't know how you would weight all those different letter grades, but to me, I'm going to be generous by saying it feels like a C-.
Yeah, I'd go higher than that. B-? Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. I would have given a harsher grade a few years ago. But like the Red Sox are better than we thought. I think the Patriots are better than a lot of you out there feel they're going to be. The Celtics just won a title. Bruins are a playoff team. Like that's fine. That's slightly above average. C+, B-, something like that. And maybe I'm being a little too rosy and forward-looking on Drake May. Like, maybe I'm not fully appreciating how bad of a year and rocky of a year this could be. But I don't know. I feel like it's better than we were a year ago. Like, the Red Sox and Patriots are both better than we were a year ago. The Celtics won a title where they were, you know, losing to Miami again a year ago. So I feel like I have to go up from where it would have been, and I'll give it a B-.
John in the car from the Twitch chat wants to know if Cadillac's aunt was in attendance at the game. Arcan. Do you have any?
I wasn't at the game. I don't know.
Well, I know that
I'll
you
have
text
to ask her. I'll ask her tonight.
Yeah, I said ask her at trivia. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll see her. I'll get all the deets. It's what I do. I get the scoops.
Grade it. You want to grade that. I can tell you're itching to grade this.
All four Boston sports teams. I'm kind of with
Your question. Yeah, grade your question. Yes.
Okay. I usually only do it when there's time to spare, and there's a little time right now. So I'd say A+ for the Celtics.
Thanks for that peek behind the curtain.
B- for the Bruins. Because they're just first round, you know, second round.
Yeah.
So I go B- there.
It's not answering your own question, but keep going.
Red Sox, I'd give a B to and a D- for the Patriots. So I'd say that's right around, it's right around like a C+.
Okay.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Good thought exercise. That's Triple Play each and every day at this time. Well, it had been anyway for the last couple of years. 617-779-7937. If you're not understanding our references, last Jones and Mego with Arcan here today on WEEI. We've addressed it a handful of different times. Arcan and I did some of this yesterday. Myself, Arcan, Mego, we all did it at the top of the show today. If you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, it's on the Odyssey app. We've addressed a handful of times. We've been taking calls on it all day long. There's a press release out there if you want to seek it out. I'm sure Finn will have some good info on it. So that's how you can track it down. We'll get back to who's actually in charge of the Patriots. That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.